Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Music is in the air at this time of year in particular. Live music starts to ramp up, and there is an annual event called the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival, which is part of it and takes place in Token Creek, Wisconsin, not too far from Madison, August 26th through September 3rd. And the founder of that and one of the performers is John Harbison. Welcome back. It's been a year.
Thank you, Norman.
And as you do each year, you have a kind of a modular approach to the Chamber Music Festival. Of course, you have various performers and certainly a representation of composers from Bach all the way up through late 20th century. And that looks like the case again this year.
We even have a 21st century piece.
I was hoping there'd be one in there. And so, how many years has it been now?
Well, it's vague because of our unusual beginning, but somewhere over 25 for sure.
Okay. Well, so you got it down.
Yeah.
And this year's concert or series of concerts, you call it necessary music?
Yeah, we're thinking about the political situation the way a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. And we thought about programs of vigorous sort of a political reaction, and we rejected that because a lot of people are doing that. But also necessary is music of a certain kind of meditation and reflection and so forth. So we went another direction. And what's necessary is, I guess we're putting out the idea that we are a very sort of personalized festival. We are responsible for the choices. We, the co-directors, Rosemary Harbison and I, and this is music that we felt at this time we needed to be engaged with.
And as I mentioned, that includes Bach. It also includes Schubert, and it includes probably some composers whose names would be not quite so familiar to many people. And you also, as you do each year, bring in these outstanding soloists from one place or another. But I'm not remembering having encountered your star pianist.
Well, Yaffe has been probably five or six times.
Has it?
With us, and we're always happy to have her, a fabulous musician, somebody with both power and delicacy, and really quite remarkable. She's involved with the second of our programs and the last, and she will be playing solo on both of those occasions and also in ensemble.
And one of the things that she's recorded is the Mendelssohn Songs Without Words.
This is actually a performance from Token Creek some years back. Maybe we should hear a bit of her performance from that collection.
Thank you.
That was Yafei Chuan, recorded some 13 years ago at the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival with one of the Songs Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn. And she'll be featured again this year playing Schubert and La Valse by Ravel. She plays.
No, she's playing Schumann Piano Quartet and also Moments Musicaux of Schubert. Yeah.
Very nice. And you say her style has evolved.
Well, it's always evolving, but she's a remarkably resourceful pianist who's really moved in out into her own direction, I think.
Well, certainly lovely style there. And also featured during this upcoming festival, which starts August 26th, is Charles Blanding, and he'll be performing music by Bach.
He won't. He's going to be.
He will in a moment.
He'll be performing Schubert's Song Cycle, the Schwangesang.
Oh, the whole.
We're following up on our last year journey through the Schöne Müllerin, and kind of a Schubert Song Cycle. And I have here a recording of also about 10 years ago of Charles Blandy in the Bach St. John Passion with the cantata singers in Boston. I'm conducting. And I thought it would be good to feature him in the kind of music that, in which he's rather different from other singers we've had. He's very dramatic in style, large scale. I think you'll hear that here in the Ach mein Sinn, the aria that concludes the first part of the St. John Passion.
Right, John, that's a dramatic interpretation of Bach. Works well, though. He has a nice,
he's
lyric voice.
He's always going for the high profile.
Well, you know, Bach lends itself to all kinds of interpretations that work beautifully. That was Charles Blandy, who will be performing Schubert's Song Cycle during the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival for 2017. And the founder and director of the festival, John Harbison, with me again this year, as he has been each year for a long time now during the roughly 25-year history of the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival. And you have a website, right?
Yes.
And let me see if I can find that right here quickly. I'm sure it's pretty obvious, whatever
it is. It's a one-word answer.
Let's see. Yes, that would be www.tokencreekfestival.org. That's www.tokencreekfestival.org, and you can find out all kinds of information about the several concerts taking place between August 26th and September 3rd. Are all these performances in the barn?
Yes, they are.
Out there at Token Creek, which has been adapted beautifully for that kind of purpose. And a great, I wouldn't say entirely casual, but a comfortable venue for that sort of thing.
Certainly somewhat casual.
Well, you know, we mentioned 20th century composers. I know you're going to have a 21st century composer represented too, but a sample of a 20th century composer, none other than John Cage.
John Cage. I love this piece. It's not what everyone thinks of when you think of John Cage. And this is a performance, I wanted a performance by the two founders, actually myself and Rosemary Harbison. This was in Berlin on German radio. It's a piece which sounds very different from much of his music, but I think it's also quite a striking piece, the Nocturne from the 1950s. And as I say, this was a live performance on German radio.
As recorded on the German radio back in the 1990s, John and Rosemary Harbison with the Nocturne by John Cage. And as you say, John, it's a little different from what you expect from John Cage, who certainly does have a style. And
or a non-style.
Well, he's really good with silence. Yeah, I mean, he's a real virtuoso when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get back to Bach then? And get another sample. This is actually from one of your CDs, which are many, from the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival. The musical offering being another one of those kind of modest musical titles, because it's this incredible collection of works.
It is indeed an amazing, incredible collection. Yeah.
And A Reacher Car is one of those forms that seems to require redefinition. Is it sort of a study or an etude?
Well, Reacher Car literally means look for it. I mean, search for, in this case, search for subject.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of often close to a fugal structure. And then in the case of these pieces, they are fugues, the Reacher Cars. But in the case of the musical offering, I think particularly interesting fugues, there are two for keyboard. You can also score them out for instruments, and people do with the six-voice one. I think the first one is a transcription of an improvisation from an event in Potsdam near Berlin where Bach went to test pianos. And transcribed improvisation is something composers rarely do because it isn't what they do. It's not their business. It's pretty unusual. And particularly certain parts of this piece, part we probably won't get to today, seem to go off the rails. and he probably is reproducing then in transcribed form something that happened in real time, which is one of the things that interests me most about the piece, we'll just maybe suggest the way the piece begins today. I'm hoping to focus on this piece all year. I'm going to be coaching it back at MIT and go on the road to do some stuff with it. It's just very preoccupying at the moment, the whole fantastic world that you suggested and sort of seeing this incredible collection. Particularly the difference between the two Richard cars, one of which is very, very totally constructed and thought out, and this first one, which is, I think, more to give an idea of how he had to sit down and make it up in front of a very distinguished audience that was sort of putting him on trial.
From the Richard Car number one, I think, from yes. The musical offering by Bach. Some idea of that Richard Car that starts out the musical offering by Bach, and that's a recording from Token Creek Chamber Music Festival of a few years back from one of their CDs, and the pianist for the occasion, John Harbison.
That has one of those passages I was referring to, that sort of wayward movement of that sequence that goes down by whole tones. Can't really find any other place in Bach where that particular pattern occurs. I think he reproduced it, you know, when he published the piece, just to show that improvisation is different.
Fascinating, as Bach always is.
Yeah, and you said jazz. I always think of that in this piece, too.
I know.
I
can almost hear the bass kicking in. It gives you some idea of the variety of the things that you can hear during the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival, and it takes place again this year. Out at Token Creek, Wisconsin, in the barn there, and programs from August 26th through September 3rd. John and Rosemary Harbison, the founders of this series of events, and John has been my guest again this year. You can find out more about the festival at their website. That's www.tokencreekfestival.org. Always a pleasure, John Harbison.
Thank you, Norman.
It's going to be a great festival again.